This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report.
In previous broadcasts, we have seen that mercy and justice are not opposed to each other. Mercy is not an act of injustice. Mercy is actually a form of what we would call non-justice. If mercy is required, then it is an obligation, in which case it is no longer mercy, but justice. No one can rightly say that another person is obligated to show them mercy, nor that a failure to do so is unjust. In fact, when we extend mercy to another, like forgiving a debt, justice is still served. In this example, the debt is paid, not by the debtor, but by the lender. And this same thing can be seen in regard to salvation. God shows us mercy by forgiving our sins, but he doesn't do so at the expense of justice. Mercy without punishment for sin would make God unjust, but punishment for sin did take place. God's mercy, which flows from his love, was demonstrated when Jesus died for our sins. He took upon himself the penalty that was due our sins. In so doing, God remained just while still being merciful to us. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. That's P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. Or visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips. And remember, sometimes the most amazing things must be true.